Today we're going to talk about creating an awareness of your habits, behaviors, and your mindset. And I focus on helping people with habit, behavior, and mindset change because I truly believe that's what doesn't change every time somebody goes on a diet. So the work that I do is to really help you change the stuff that keeps you stuck and living your life yo-yo dieting and emotional eating, because I know that's probably why many of you are here, because you've been on diets, you've been off diets, you've lost weight, you've regained the weight, and that just doesn't feel good. And I so joke around with my clients that you're probably expert dieters if you've spent your life on and off diets, but what people really never change, they change the food. And we spoke about food and how you should eat and what kind of a nutrition plan you should adopt for yourself moving forward, as long as it's something you could do and make it a lifestyle. And yesterday we talked about whole unprocessed foods, eating every 4 to 6 hours, protein and carbs at every meal. If you jump into yesterday's video, you'll find everything we talked about yesterday, because I'm going to be taking you through my signature 7-step method for lasting weight loss. And the first step we talked about yesterday, which was the nourishment part. And today we're going to talk about creating an awareness of what your habits and behaviors are and your mindset, because that's the stuff that keeps you repeating your patterns over and over and over again. What are your habits and behaviors? So often I work with people, they're not even aware, because a habit is something we do without thinking. And so it's kind of like getting up in the morning and, you know, what is your routine? You know, you get up, you go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, maybe you go down to the kitchen, you make some coffee. Whatever your routine is, if it's a habit, it's pretty automatic and you don't really need to give it that much thought. But if you wanted to change that routine, like let's just say you now wanted to get up out of bed and go to the kitchen first, make your coffee, and then go wash up, you probably have to think about that step when you got out of bed, because if you've been doing the first habit long enough, it's going to be automatic that you're just going to want to go to the bathroom, wash up, and then go make your coffee. So changing habits is really about repetitive action and a mindful repetitive action. So what are some habits that might keep you stuck on the diet roller coaster? A lot of the people I work with, eating after dinner. And eating after dinner usually has nothing to do with being hungry if you've eaten a nice healthy dinner. It's normally a habit. You're sitting on the couch, you're now watching your favorite program, it's 8 o'clock, you're just used to, when you're sitting there, eating. The habit is hand to mouth, whatever it is, popcorn, chips, a bit of ice cream, whatever your go-to is, the habit is it's this time, it's this place, it's this show, and here's what you do. And so in order to break that habit, you've got to make a mindful decision to do something different. And, you know, lasting weight loss is really about breaking patterns. And so that's the hard part, you know, repeating the patterns, getting into the habit and feeling a little uncomfortable. Like, what if you sat on the couch and you were doing nothing but watching TV? There's something about that that would feel weird or uncomfortable to you. So it takes a little while to get used to doing that new habit or behavior. And so it takes being consistent to change the habit. And by changing the habit, you need to create a new behavior. So maybe the new behavior is going into the kitchen but making a cup of tea. And I always usually recommend a cup of tea for people that are trying to break the after dinner habit, because it's something we do with two hands, it's hot, it's soothing, we feel the warm liquid going down. So oftentimes we're looking for a little self-soothing when we're eating at night. And honestly, I find for most people, it's the nighttime eating habit that causes them to gain weight and probably even prevents them from losing weight, because somehow you've convinced yourself that you need to do this. So it's really so important to get really clear on what your habits are. Another habit I often find that people struggle with, cleaning their plate, not leaving food over on their plate. Because we've been conditioned from when we were kids, eat all your dinner, you can't get up from the table until you're done, you can't get dessert until you've cleared your plate. Name the continent, there's children starving there, we've all heard it. So it's our conditioning that kind of develops these habits for us in the first place. And so that's what makes weight loss, sustainable weight loss, such a mental game, because we're really kind of rewiring our brain. You're rewiring all of the things that you know from childhood. Because I'd venture to say, and I can't speak for everybody, but I'd venture to say that most of your habits started when you were a kid. There are some people I do hear, I didn't start gaining weight. I was normal weight until I was in my 30s, 40s, 50s, and then things started to change. And a lot of times that often has, sometimes, especially for women, it's hormonal stuff. But oftentimes some kind of major life event happens that causes people to turn to food and stress eat. So it's a little bit different for everybody, but I'd say for the majority of people, it's your conditioning and what you've been taught. So it's kind of hard to change something that you're not even aware that you do. So you might just think, I've got a big appetite. I once worked with a client. She was like, I just have a big appetite. I like to eat. But what she was doing, she was overconsuming. She was eating to the point where she felt so full. And part of the behavior was because of a belief that she had that she doesn't like to throw food away. And none of us feel comfortable throwing food away, and I totally get that. But her conditioning was eat all the food on your plate. And it's not good to throw food out. So in essence, she was stuffing those last bites down so as not to leave food over, because there was something about leaving food over that made her uncomfortable. So I want you to think about, what are your habits and behaviors? What are your behaviors around food? What are your beliefs around food and eating? Because that's a big one too. And let's just say your belief is, I don't like to leave food over. I don't like to waste food. So that's a belief that you need to change, because at the end of the day, there could be a little bit of food on your plate, and there's no rule that says you have to throw it in the garbage. We just don't think, our brains don't go to, well, there's only two or three bites left. I'm going to wrap it up and put it in the refrigerator, or I'm going to put it in a doggy bag and take it home. We somehow feel compelled that since there's so little left, that we just need to eat it. So on one hand, you don't want to throw the food out, but you kind of used yourself, and I'm sorry if you find this offensive, as a little bit of a human garbage disposal, because you'd rather put it in here than put it in the garbage or wrap it up and take it home. And those are calories your body doesn't need. So often in my coaching, I try to get people to get really in touch with what's true hunger and what's true satiety. Because if you listen to your body, you will totally hear, you will feel it. I'm getting full. I don't need to eat anymore. And if you honor that signal with each meal that you have, I just want you to visualize for a moment. Let's just say you left two or three bites, four bites, however much food on your plate when you stopped eating when you were full, and think about three meals a day, 7 days a week. How many calories over the course of the week would you be leaving behind because your body doesn't need those calories anymore? So think about that. And a lot of times, here's when the emotional eating comes into play. Do you eat when you're not hungry? Are you eating? Is it something to do? Are you bored? Are you lonely? Are you tired? Are you anxious? So, that's where that halt command, if you're familiar with halt, are you hungry, angry, or anxious, lonely, or tired? Because it's usually those feelings that drive people to eat when they're not hungry. And if you think about it, if you're eating, if your habit is to eat or your behavior is to eat to deal with feelings, well, then you're not changing your feelings. You're not dealing with the problem at hand. You're not You're not no longer bored except for 5 or 10 minutes. You're not no longer stressed. You're actually probably even more stressed because eating when you're not hungry, let's face it, emotional eating, it doesn't feel good. It just doesn't. And there's usually remorse, regret, shame, a whole bunch of negative feelings that follow emotional eating. And so, what is your habit and behavior around that? Are you an emotional eater? Becoming really clear and aware of why you're eating when you're not physically hungry is so key to getting off this diet roller coaster. Because when you start to lose the weight, and I want you to hear this, when you start to become real clear why you're eating when it's not hungry, and if you could use some of the tools that you're going to learn to stop emotional eating, I want you to think about all the food that you're not eating over the course of a day, because some people tend to emotionally eat throughout the day. Some people emotionally eat just at night. Some people, there's some kind of a trigger, which we'll talk about later on, that causes them to emotionally eat. But when you're totally clear on what your habits and behaviors are, these behaviors are easier to change. And when it comes to the emotional eating part, if you are aware of I'm eating, but this isn't hunger, then you're able to do something different or learn to do something different other than use food to deal with your emotions. I can't say it enough. The first step after nourish is getting really clear on what your habits and behaviors are. I want to give you an example of, when I was working with one of my clients, when she really got clear on why she stress ate, because she found that she was totally stress eating when she was home. She would kind of go through her kitchen, and I've gone to her house, so she's got a really big kitchen. And I tried to get her really clear of what is going on for her. I asked her, what's going on for you when you're at home? Because she kept saying, during the day, I'm perfectly fine. I don't even think about food. And so one day we were meeting, and during our session together, she said, I totally realized I was putting my key in the door to come home one day, and right as I was putting the key in, I started to feel all of this stress in my body. And when I come home, I start to feel this stress that I don't feel when I'm not home. And we dug a little bit deeper because this is about, figuring out what is going on that causes you to eat when you're not hungry. What is the root cause of the habit and behavior? And so what we discovered was she felt stressed in her home. She had 9-year-old twins. There was a lot going on with them at school. Her husband, worked late oftentimes. And so her home, even though it's supposed to be your haven, was a source of stress for her. And when she spent, because she had a big kitchen, and that a lot of the family time was spent there, she would just go through the kitchen, starting in the pantries and go around through the fridge and just eat herself, silly. And it wasn't until she was able to really pinpoint that what happened for her, when it happened, that we were really able to, help her create the change and recognize what goes on for her and change her mindset around it. So again, it's kind of finding something else to do besides use food to soothe those feelings because you're looking for comfort, you're looking to de-stress, you're looking to relax. And what else can you do besides eat? Oftentimes, nighttime eating is, I had a really shitty day at work. And so now I deserve this. I deserve this cookie. This is my reward for such a bad day. And so if you listen to what you're telling yourself, the messaging that you give to yourself, that's probably what you do over and over and over again. So you are repeating your patterns, repeating the messaging, repeating the behaviors, and it becomes this cycle. So when you're feeling frustrated and you try to watch what you're eating and you start and then something happens and you have one of those moments that cause you to repeat the pattern, I deserve, What difference does it make? I'll worry about it tomorrow. Whatever that old messaging is, if you do the I deserve, what do you really deserve? Is a cookie what you really deserve? Or maybe you deserve something better than a cookie, because you're worth something more than a cookie. So maybe you deserve something that's going to make you feel good for a lot longer than it's going to make you feel bad. Because if you eat that cookie and you feel a little guilt, what good is that? And I always tell my clients, and I always coach on, you deserve something more than food. And ask yourself, why would I choose to do something that's going to make me feel bad longer than it's going to make me feel good? If you're not aware of what your self-talk even is, it's going to be hard to change it. So start to get crystal clear on what is your habit, what is your behavior, because I know that this is the stuff that needs to change for you to lose weight and not gain it back again. And that's why, and here's the deal, you guys, I mean, I'm going to be perfectly honest. You all know what to do. And so many times I hear, I know what to do, I just can't do it. But if this was easy, if this was just about, you know, and I also hear, I'm so smart, I have 3 degrees on my wall, why can't I figure this part out? It has nothing to do with how smart you are, how intelligent you are. If it was all about logic and intelligence, nobody would be overweight, because there's tons of information on how to lose weight out there on the internet. But I just caught my little New York accent, internet. Huh. But anyway, there's tons of information out there that you could read up on as on how to lose weight. But it's your old stuff, it's your wiring, it's your conditioning, it's your habits, behaviors, it's your way of thinking that really needs to change in order to not just lose weight, because as you're changing that stuff, the weight just comes off. Because when I work with my clients, and when I'm doing my coaching, we don't really focus on the numbers. We really focus on changing the habits and behaviors. And with the more good choices that you make, the result of those good choices, the weight will just come off. It just does. And each good choice leads to better results. Ask yourself, is this the best choice that I can make for myself? And will it serve me? Will it get me closer to my goal? And if you're thinking, I deserve, is that what you really deserve? I don't know what that is, but whether it's pretzels, chips, something crunchy, something sweet, don't you deserve more than that? I'd say yes. Write a list of your habits and behaviors that you believe prevent you from losing the weight you want to lose and keeps you on the yo-yo dieting cycle. And also, what is your mindset? And what are your beliefs? Because your beliefs are so important. Because if you believe, what's the point? If you believe, what does it matter? If you believe, I can't do this. If you believe, well, what if I just fail again? Well, all of those beliefs will prevent you. But if you believe, I can do this, I can succeed, I have the ability to do this, because here's what I'm going to tell you. If I can do it, so can you. Because I spent many years going up and down in my weight and being miserable about how I felt in my clothes. And so once I learned to change my mindset, and I remember so many times opening up with the refrigerator and thinking, what difference does it make? What does it matter? And the same thing, I'll worry about it tomorrow. But you know what? As soon as you shut the refrigerator and eat that food, you feel bad today, right now. And the food, there's no food on the planet that will fix your feelings if you're an emotional eater, or at least not for the 10 seconds that it's in your mouth. The food is just a distraction. So the assignment for today is, let's get really clear on what your habits and behaviors are. Sometime today, or even right now, you're becoming clear of what your messaging is. Once you're really clear and you hear it, you can stop it. Because when you hear the thought of what does it matter or worry about it tomorrow, you then have the ability to be like, oh, no, that's not true. You're going to worry about it right now. today's the day. Now's the time. You have the ability to change that next sentence.